Maybe you should go talk to that librarian over at the college. You're a large man. She'll listen to you. You could show her your gun.
He glanced down at the red and black chief's blanket that covered his wheelchair.
She don't pay no attention to an old legless Indian.
Henry Standing Bear, my daughter's wedding planner, who had made the arrangements that were now being rapidly unraveled, sipped his coffee and quietly listened. But you're the chief, Lonnie.
Oh, you know, that don't mean much unless somebody wants a government contract for beef or needs a ribbon cut.
Up until this year, Lonnie's official contribution to the tribal government had been limited to falling asleep in council. A month ago, when the previous tribal leader had been found guilty of siphoning off money to a private account belonging to his daughter, an emergency meeting had been held. Since Lonnie had again fallen asleep and therefore was unable to defend himself, he was unanimously voted in as the new chief.
She's in charge of all the books over there, and she's full blood. That's pretty much the worst of both worlds.
A heavy-set man, with long hair and a gray top hat with an eagle feather in it, stopped by the table and rapped his knuckles on the surface.
"Morning, chief."
Lonnie sighed.
"I wish you wouldn't call me that, Herbert."
Herbert, his good horse, the morning dry.